An Indianapolis firm has been chosen to develop the first phase of the Berkeley Riverfront development along the Missouri River. The deal between the Port Authority of Kansas City and Flaherty and Collins marks the starting point for the authority's master plan to create a world-class urban village on the 55-acre site. And an ambitious plan it is. When finished, there will be apartments, parking, office space, and retail shopping. Amenities available to residents will go well beyond a pool and fitness club, and we'll get into those in just a few minutes. Here today to fill in details of the agreement and what this means for the riverfront are Michael Collins. He's president and CEO of the Port Authority of Kansas City. Michael, nice to have you.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah. Good morning.
Gib Kerr is also here. He's vice president of Cassidy Turley. That's the real estate services company that brokered this deal. And Gib, nice to have you too. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, Michael, how long has the authority been working to get to this point when it comes to riverfront development?
The Port Authority has been working for quite some time.
Yes, it has. Decades,
even.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish the last 3.5 years since I took the helm. But I'm also very happy about the accomplishments that happened previously in order to get us here. We had a lot of cleanup to do. There was a lot of environmental contaminants. Without that heavy lifting, we wouldn't have had the opportunity today to even discuss development.
So you had to set the stage, in other words.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. And this is a big deal. This is a big step.
This is a very huge step for us. One of the reasons why we wanted to focus on a phase strategy for development is because we did try to do a master plan and focus on all 55 acres at one point. That doesn't any longer work in this economy. We knew that we had to find what was marketable, what was practical, and what we could do within the first 5 acres, or what could we do in a phased development approach.
So phase meaning taking it one development at a time, one step at a time is
absolutely
what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Here.
Understand what is practical, what is a practical solution for development in the Kansas City area. What is quality development mean to the greater downtown Kansas City area? Berkeley Riverfront development and the park is the front door to downtown Kansas City. We want to make a qualitative statement as to what that means and what Kansas City is to people who do not know when they arrive across Highway 9 or the Bond Bridge.
Michael Collins, put this development on the map for us. Where exactly will this development be built?
The development will be built directly south of Berkeley Riverfront Park. It will be between the Highway 9 bridge heading to North Kansas City,
yeah,
as well as the Kit Bond Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So between that area, also between Front Street and Riverfront Drive, there is a 55-acre tract that will be the development. And we're focusing right at the point, what we call sometimes the arrowhead, that is just east of the Grand Street Viaduct.
And this is the first development, so everyone's on the same page here. This is the first big step.
This is the very first big step of vertical construction for Berkeley Riverfront.
You know, Gib Kerr, at what stage did Cassidy Turley become involved here?
We got involved about 1.5 years ago when the Port Authority engaged us to help them find a developer for the site. And so during that time, we've had the pleasure to work with Michael and his staff, and I got to give credit where credit is due, because he's assembled a great team of professionals, many of whom have a lot of private sector experience in the development world, and they've taken a market-driven approach to designing and planning this site. Rather than trying to find one developer to take down 55 acres, they've come up with a master plan where developers can step in and take 2 to 5 acres at a time, and so far it looks like it's succeeding.
So this bite-size approach makes sense to you, too, as opposed to trying to swallow it all up in one fell swoop here?
Absolutely. You know, all of the developers that we've talked to are interested in 2 acres or 5 acres, but, you know, we haven't come across anyone that wants 50 acres.
Yeah.
That's where the demand is, and that's why we've taken a market-driven approach.
You know, Gib, when you're looking at something this ambitious, what are some of the sticking points that tend to crop up along the way before you can put this thing to bed?
Well, you know, development is a very complicated process, and as Michael alluded to earlier, this has been the site work has been in progress here for literally for decades, from the contamination, the cleanup, to infrastructure improvements. And, the planning process just takes a long, long time.
You know, part of me is surprised it's taken this long. I understand some of the steps you had to take initially, Michael, to get this site ready to be developed. Mm-hmm. Having said that, what an incredible, site this is on so many levels.
Absolutely. It's a very incredible site. We are really focused on driving people to the water, being comfortable to live, work, play, eat, shop near the water. Kansas City, the history of Kansas City has been so preciously connected to the water, and that's our goal, to do that once again and to get people to be comfortable with living there. And what we've done in the past in order to help track that is include more diverse events on the Berkeley Riverfront Park. This year we're doing 19 events alone.
You know, it seems that there's almost some reverse psychology that has to go on here, because in so many parts of the country, a riverfront site would be such an attractive site. But in this city, we have gone away from the river for so many years, for so many decades, that now I'm wondering, do you have to sort of drag people down there to say, hey, look what we've got here, Michael?
Well, what we wanted to do is exactly that. We wanted to make sure, how do we get people comfortable to getting closer to the river again? What we originally thought
was, shouldn't be that hard.
It shouldn't be that hard. But you have to also remember, and it's something that kind of hit us in the head, is, the history of the Missouri River has not been that fair to Kansas City all the time in our previous past. And so, when people think about going to the river, is it safe? Of course it's safe today. We have built over the years, the city of Kansas City, the Port Authority, and the federal government has all worked together to make sure that we would have a riverfront, not just for development, but a riverfront that would keep the area safe. So we have to advertise and promote that, but we had to do it in a different way. And we had to say, what could we do to bring mass of people down here to really see the progressive growth that we're doing? Mm-hmm. And how do we do that? Well, one way we do that is by having more events. And we want people to see the development occurring while their event's going on, so they feel comfortable and say, oh, there's apartments there. I want to live there.
Yeah. Gibb, this is a lease deal, right?
Yes, it's a 99-year ground lease.
And why 99 years?
Well, the developer needed a long enough period to amortize their improvements over. And
99 years gets you there pretty well, does it?
Yeah.
That's a long time. Yeah. Is that too long?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure if we'll be around to negotiate the renewal of that lease.
Yeah.
It is a long period.
And Flaherty and Collins will manage the property after the building is completed, right?
That's right. Flaherty and Collins is a very impressive development organization.
Yeah, tell us about them. Yeah.
They're out of Indianapolis, and they manage over 14,000 apartment units in five states. They've developed, 4,500 apartment units on their own. They specialize in developing in urban environments. They're active in Chicago, Minneapolis, and, of course, Indianapolis and a couple of other cities. And they've got another project already underway here in Gladstone as well.
Did they come to us or did we go to them, Michael?
Actually, they came to us through a series of meetings. We had been talking to them for almost 2 years about what would this look like, what's the density level, what's the acceptable density level. We want it to be as dense as possible in the urban area of greater downtown Kansas City.
Why wasn't a local company picked to develop this site?
Well, we've looked at everyone, and we're still talking to a lot of people right now for other parcels for development.
Including local developers, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that we wanted to do this first time was really focus on whoever would help us in a public-private partnership setting for understanding the history of the river, as well as the future of Kansas City. We felt that was very important. One of our strategic goals was to do exactly that, and we felt very comfortable with Flaherty and Collins because they actually have built on water before. They've understand the dynamics, and actually one of their business partners is a student of the Lewis and Clark Trail. I mean, it made sense.
Oh, really?
I mean, it really fit this time to have a what I would call, and they're not an outside developer anymore because they've actually built or are building in Gladstone. It was a real natural fit for us. Will that always happen for every development? Absolutely not. But we really wanted to focus on protecting the history, but also maintaining the future and the sustainability of that future of Kansas City with development.
And you protect the history how with this development?
Well, really understanding even just the as simple as the potential apartment names for the different settings of, you know, is it are you living in the Lewis or are you living in a Clark apartment?
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is going to be probably in size. I'm not completely sure yet. But one thing we also wanted to do was maintain the ability to see the river, maintain the ability to see the downtown skyline, maintain the ability to see the Kitbon Bridge. Those are all great view sheds that we need to protect.
If you're just joining us this morning, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR, and we're talking about this new development in just north of downtown Kansas City along the riverfront, the Berkeley Riverfront Park. We're visiting with Michael Collins. He's president and CEO of the Port Authority of Kansas City, and Gib Kerr, vice president of Cassidy Turley, the real estate services company that brokered this deal. So, again, are there different apartments based on Lewis and Clark? Is that a selling point?
Well,
here?
To be determined as to how many uses of the different historical names on the Missouri River they will use and we will use as well. But one thing we really wanted to do is make sure that we protected Berkeley Park. You know, you see a lot of other areas across the country that really develop as close as they can to the water. We really wanted to make sure that we protected the park, protected the park's history. There's a lot of trailheads and historical markers there that we think will connect to the development.
Gib, how far back from the water is this development going to be?
Well, I think it's going to be 200 or 300 feet from the actual levee itself, but it's going to be right across the street from the Berkeley Park. And I don't think we can emphasize enough how huge of an asset that is to have so much green space, 16 acres of green space, not to mention the Heritage Trail, which I think you can take, it extends for 17 miles.
So it's a football field length back from the water then.
Right, right. But, you know, once you go up, one or two floors, the views are phenomenal. They're really, from the ground level, they're great views. And that's one thing that we're really excited about is the proximity to all the green space and the amenities, which is very hard to find downtown. I mean, we've seen the downtown population double, almost triple over the last decade and a half. And most of the developments are taking place, and they're great developments in the Crossroads and in the Loop. But very few, if any of them, have access to green space like this will.
You know, Gib, we're talking about the river as being this great attraction for this developer. How about the streetcar system? Was that a factor?
Well, the streetcar is a huge driver as far as economic development goes downtown, and we wish that the streetcar went right by this project as well.
But it's close by, though.
It's close. Yes. Very close, but this will not be a direct access to the streetcar development with that, but it does have direct access from the interstate, incredible access. I think the federal government just spent about $10 million on the new Diamond Interchange at the Kitbon Bridge, so access is phenomenal.
You know, Gib, one thing I didn't see in the Port Authority's press release about this project was a cost estimate to build the whole thing. What are we looking at here? Can you give us even a ballpark figure?
I think it's going to be in the neighborhood of $65 million.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. And this is being financed how?
It will be privately financed. The majority of it will be conventional financing. But there will be a bond issue for a portion of the infrastructure improvements.
Okay. Michael, let's look at what this investment is building down on the river. 398 apartments, luxury apartments, 400 parking stalls, 12,000 square feet of retail, shopping, office space, and that's just the start. What are some of the amenities that residents will be able to enjoy once they've moved in? Give us a little rundown there.
Well, they'll have a pet wash area, a bicycle bar, which hopefully we'll be able to talk about more as we progress.
What is a bicycle bar?
Well, it's going to be an area.
I've been to a lot of bars. I haven't been to a bicycle bar yet. I'm missing something in my
life. There is a difference between a bike bar and a bicycle bar in this concept. And one of the concepts here is to really, again, it's going back to what Berkeley Park area is attributable to. we have a lot of bicyclists in the area. We have a lot of pedestrians in the area, but we have a ton of bicyclists. We want them to feel comfortable to be able to make a stop if they're riding along the Riverfront Heritage Trail, to maybe take a drink of water to rehydrate
or whatever,
or whatever, and have a quick snack.
Yeah.
But also we are looking at the community also having a lot of bicyclists being there because they appreciate being on the river, but they also appreciate the connectivity of the trails and the park itself. Additional includes a sun deck. So, again, looking at the views of the Bond Bridge, the river, and the downtown skyline from a fifth floor element is going to be very attractive to a lot of people. One thing we've looked to do was create an urban dense development with suburban type amenities for people.
That's interesting.
And we feel that this is going to be a very good boon for that.
Well, Gib, Michael's doing a good job of selling these things. What's a unit going to cost to rent? Give me a sense.
I think they're projecting rents in the range of $1.50 to maybe $1.60 per square foot. I think on average it'll be just under $1.50 per square foot. So, for instance, if you have a 1,000-square-foot apartment, it's going to cost you, $1,500 a month.
Okay. So it's a little high-end, but not off the charts then.
That's right. You know, most of the new development projects that we're seeing downtown are projecting rents of $1.30 to $1.60 a square foot. So it's right in line with that.
And who are you looking to attract as residents? I mean, is this geared towards singles, high-end, who are you talking about here?
You know, that's the really interesting thing. I think the primary target, obviously, right now is the millennials. Millennials are people that were born, I think, between 1980 and 2000 or so. So
we're younger than all of us here. So
right,
at this table.
Right.
Yeah.
The fascinating thing now is if you study demographics, there are now more millennials than there are baby boomers. And we've grown up our whole lives. I'm a baby boomer. Hearing about the baby boomers and how they're driving everything.
Yeah.
Well, they're now getting replaced by the millennials.
Absolutely.
And the millennials like urban living.
Yeah.
They want to be in an urban, diverse environment, and they're flocking to downtown, and there's a lot of pent-up demand for that. But, they're not the only ones out there. We're now seeing the baby boomers become empty nesters, and a lot of them are kind of tired of cutting the grass and living in the burbs and want to come down and get a more, exciting lifestyle.
Well, people want to connect with this development and want to take a look at renting an apartment. What should they do, Gib? Who do they talk to?
Well, every millennials get on the internet, Steve. So
they
don't talk to people.
Where do they go on the internet once they're there? How do you connect with this development?
Well, I think it's probably too early at this point for them to find anything on the internet because it's just in the budding stages. But Flaherty and Collins has a website that features all of their properties. And the Downtown Council has an outstanding website as well, downtownkc.org, with a lot of great information.
So once this thing gets going, Michael, what's the hope in terms of creating momentum for further development down there? What do you think is going to happen in the wake of this development and this announcement?
Well, what we are hoping for is that we will continue a momentum and economic boon. It's not just for the development that we're really looking to attract. What can we do for Kansas City? What can we provide? And right now, it is the housing piece for greater downtown area. We are already talking to a lot of diversified development opportunities beyond this first parcel right now. Now, granted, you can talk to about 10 of these deals and hopefully you nail down one. But the volume right now is very much in our favor. We want to continue to keep that momentum by looking at some destination use as well. We want to drive daytime activity as much as possible. We understand we're not going to be a country club plaza. That's a unique instance. What we are going to do, though, we want to have an area where people reside but also have daytime attractiveness as well.
Lots of interest being shown in this area.
Absolutely.
You're getting phone calls. The phone's ringing on this.
Phones are ringing.
Yeah. And, Gib, we can expect ground to be broken for this when?
Well, hopefully this fall.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty far along with the master planning process. We expect to have preliminary plat approval within, I think, the next month or two. And the developer would only take probably, hopefully, 30 days or more to get a final plat approval. So could start as early as October.
Completion then when?
roughly, I think, 16 months after that. So we're looking at early part of 2016.
Yeah. Maybe just a final point here. This deal comes on the heels of developer Jonathan Arnold's announcement of a 300-unit green apartment complex at 2nd and Delaware in the River Market. How much concern is there about, you know, flooding this area, Michael, with apartments for rent and then finding enough residents to fill them up?
Well, I think there's always the analysis that you must continue to do. Everyone in Kansas City must continue to do as we move forward. One thing, as Gibbs alluded to or stated very directly, is millennials are getting larger than the baby boom generation in a shorter time frame. So, you know, if you look at how many apartments are being rented on an annual basis or monthly, daily basis, and, you know, you go to ask the downtown council, what does that mean? How many people did not get an apartment today? Well, for one out of every four or five people who applied, only one person got that apartment that they were looking at. So it is something that you always track. You always track momentum so you don't become a boom.
But the demand is there, you're saying.
The demand is there. We will continue to monitor the demand. We're not saying that it's always going to be the same for the next 8 or 10 years, but we will study and analyze that over the next tenure of this development to make sure will our development have the ability to continue to grow. We're not looking to say every year we're going to have a 300 or 400 unit apartment building to announce. And that's why we're doing mixed use. We want to have a diversification of development down there. 2 years from now, there may be another economical use to have more of a destination opportunity.
Well, good news about a long star-crossed development area in the city, the Berkeley Riverfront Park. I want to thank Michael Collins, President and CEO of the Port Authority of Kansas City, and Gib Kerr, Vice President of Cassidy Turley. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
So good to have you.